Ed Jones is the Chinook Salmon Research Coordinator for the department. He painted a fairly bleak picture of salmon survival from the very first moment that two-year-old king smolt enter saltwater.
That is by far the biggest driver in this whole period of poor production, is they're dying at sea. All the information suggests is that these fish are dying in their first couple months at sea. It's anecdotal in some cases. In other cases, you combine some of the work that's done on the Yukon with what we're doing, and it's basically pinned it down to the first 3 months at sea. We're losing about 99% of our smolt to marine mortality. So yes, fisheries, seals, killer whales, they all are added factors, but the biggest driver by far is Mother Nature right now.
Less than 1% of salmon smolt from some Alaska rivers are surviving to adulthood. Jones discussed another phenomenon associated with the down cycle in king salmon. The fish are getting smaller. It turns out that's not really true. Kings can spawn as five-year-olds after living in the ocean for 3 years. The biggest fish are six-year-olds, known as four-ocean fish. Every age class is the same size it's always been. It's just that very few kings are making it to six. Jones says that's not good.
Essentially, all the females are in the five-year-old component or larger, the three-ocean or older fish. Well, now that we're losing all of our older age females, they're now shoved into one age class. In this case, in Alaska, the five-year-old component, the three-ocean fish. So that's a recipe for disaster, really, because if you have a bad brood year come through, poor production off of a single brood year, you'll essentially have no females coming back. So that's an alarm bell to me. And that's the situation we're facing this year. We have a poor five-year-old component coming back to Southeast this year. There's going to be very few females on the spawning grounds as a result.
But by far the most disturbing information from ADF&G's Chinook research was the likelihood that most of the variables contributing to the decline in king salmon are beyond our immediate control. Given the wide distribution of Chinook along the Pacific coast and the extent of the problem, scientists are beginning to consider the impact of climate change on the ocean environment.
So we don't know what's causing it, but I know at a Board of Fish meeting 6 years ago, I think it was, Board Member Huntington said his comment was something like, well, if you know the water's too warm, what are you going to do, cool it? And it really made sense. It's like, more than likely, we don't have any control over what's driving this, but it is probably a water temperature issue that's affecting food, that's affecting these fish. But I think we're really good about figuring out how many fish leave the system and how many come back, but we don't know the in-between. If we did know the in-between, we probably wouldn't be able to do anything about it.
Jones said that the department was looking at the survival rates of hatchery kings around the region for possible clues to improving the success of wild stocks. He said, there are some areas like Anita Bay that have taken a dip, but weathered the storm better than other areas. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.